Welcome to Offline and Investments Unplugged 2, a brand new segment of our podcast where we answer your frequently asked investment questions. Welcome. Today, I'm joined by Rennie Sanger, Offplan Sales Manager, and we're going to be talking about in this episode how to obtain an investor visa and anything around that whole residence visa in the UAE. Yep. So thanks for joining us today, Rennie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What does it mean to get an investor visa, firstly?
So you can purchase a property in Dubai, yep. And you can benefit from a visa that allows you a residency. The barrier to entry is 750,000 dirhams, which will grant you a two-year property visa.
Okay, and is that on a ready property, or is that cash, or can I buy on a mortgage, or is there any caveats?
So the rules around this change very quickly, but to my understanding, for 750,000 dirhams, it is on a ready property.
Yeah.
But you can have another option where you could purchase a property that's under construction, an off-plan property. Mm-hmm. The barrier to entry for that is 2 million dirhams, and you can have a 10-year golden visa.
Okay.
The caveat to that is the property construction must be 50%. So It must be 50% built, and you must have paid a minimum of 1 million dirhams.
Okay. So over the years, these seem to have got more reasonable, don't they? Obviously, we've
got
some good partners who can help our clients get whether it's a two-year visa or a 10-year golden visa. And certainly the barrier to entry, if you like, does seem to have been reduced. I think originally the two-year visa was 2 million or 1.5 or something.
Correct.
It's now 750,
so they
which
just
is quite
keep,
sensible.
Exactly. They just keep making it easier and easier, to be honest with you. And the options of visas are, you know, almost endless. I've just helped a client of mine just set up a retirement visa, and now you have your remote working visas. There's almost a visa for anything. They're giving them away. It's hard not to get a visa, to be honest with you. So
yeah, okay.
It's a great notion now for Dubai. As we know, for me, the underlying fact regarding price points and Dubai growing as an economy is pegged to the population growth, which we talk about quite often. And I think the fact that Dubai now have made it very easy for people to enter the market from even a visa standpoint is a really big push in the right direction. And I think we've seen a lot more investments happen on that basis alone, where the dialogue from the get-go is, right, how do I get a visa and what does that look like? And and almost buying a property is almost a byproduct of that, as opposed to almost the other way around. So
no, sure,
really,
okay.
Interesting conversation.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, certainly the government have had, you know, lots of different initiatives, isn't it? But as you mentioned, visas being the huge one, bringing people to the UAE, you know, whether for business or for pleasure, but bringing them here to be based here for the future. I think the golden visa is quite an interesting one that a lot of people seem to be obtaining a golden visa, even though they might not be moving here full-time, you know, straight away.
Absolutely.
But certainly have a view that they may well do in the future. So I guess that's...
And it's a really interesting conversation regarding the golden visa as well, because it means you only have to actually visit once within that 10-year period. Not that you'd only want to visit once, it's an amazing place to be, you should be all the time, but it, you know, and allowing you to not only have that visa for yourself, but being able to sponsor your spouse and bring your family along with you, and then not being bound by whether it's 30 days or 3 months sort of restrictions for your stay here in Dubai.
That's really interesting, and I think many people would probably view that as potentially, as we said, is, you know, maybe it's an option for the future. It could be someone's backup plan for someone, not
exactly,
that Dubai should be a backup plan, as you said.
Yeah.
But the reality is that must be very enticing for many people, you know, from, you know, all over the world, different places in Europe. Obviously, there's lots of different things happening, you know, politically and economically all around the world at the moment, aren't there? So I think having an option for that for people is probably quite exciting, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so multiple. So in terms of a property, you buy a property for the 750 or the 2 million. Does that get... can you then sell it, or what's the rules around that? Do you know if it's linked to the visa? Or
it is linked to the property. So first of all, for the actual value itself, that can be attributed to one or more properties anyway. So to reach that 2 million dirham mark, for example, on a golden visa, that can be split over one or five properties, you know, depending on how you want to break that down.
Okay.
But it is linked to the properties themselves. So should you then sell it, if you've not almost replaced that value, then you lose that entitlement.
Fine, yeah. From what I'm aware, you have to sell the properties. So if it's on the title deed, if you've got a visa mentioned on the title deed, if you rent a land apartment, you wouldn't be able to sell that property.
Correct, exactly.
Which I guess is quite a good way of you know, people keeping some funds, some capital.
Absolutely.
in the UAE.
Correct.
Which is probably fair in return
for the privilege.
For the visa, of having a visa. So I guess it's a pretty fair trade-off, really.
Correct.
Are there any other questions you get asked about from clients about visas and investor visas and what it's...
I think the surprising one for a lot of our clients is how quickly you can actually do this. You know, and Dubai, and I'm always having this conversation, is so pro-business and has an amazing streamlined process for doing almost everything. And visas or setting up your own business and so on is so easily done that almost 2 weeks from start to finish, you could have your whole golden visa set up and you can fly off to wherever you're going. And, you know, your job here is done almost if you're just coming in for the visa to leave. But, I mean, again, you know, we're both from the UK and I dread to think about what that process looks like, and when you have to make these multiple visits and doing X, Y, and Z, it could be a very tedious and lengthy process. But the UAE have made it so easy.
It's refreshing, isn't it, to live in a place that the government is so forward thinking, you know, from not just for visas, for opening new businesses and for doing everything now. I mean, I think, to be honest, when I first came 18 years ago, things were a bit more painful. You had to have a big stack of paper and there was a bit more red tape, as there probably would be in the UK or many places in Europe. But but certainly here they've made it very easy. You can renew your car on an app, and some of the measures put in place have just make everything so easy. And it's very refreshing, isn't it, to be in a place where the government are trying to grow the population target that we're always talking about. I think at one point it was set at 5.8 million people for 2040. I think recently it's been increased by a couple of million.
Yeah,
something like having a stretch goal there. But I think that's you know, and it's a huge population target. But if they double the population in the next 15 years, then there's a huge demand for property services and everything that goes around that. Really.
Absolutely, and I think again, leading that back to visas, I think that's why, you know, it's always come back to the argument of, you know, I remember when I first got here, the biggest conversation a lot of people had is like, you know, it's hard to get a visa, it's hard to actually be in the UAE. And it wasn't for the want of trying. A lot of people would love the idea of it, but it was like, well, there's only one or two ways you can actually be there. And unless you were employed or set up your own business, it was almost like, well, how do you make that happen?
Yeah.
But, you know, to change it around, and when they set out the 2040 vision, it's like, right, here's our goal. How do we break that down to achieve that? And it's, you know, very simple steps like, right, give people visas, you know.
No, so if you want to grow a population that aggressively, you need to make it easy. And as you said, like before, maybe it was quite hard to start a business, or it was hard, you had to actually get a job.
Yeah.
Whereas now you can do it by, you know, you can be a one person business with my economic department. There's plenty of free zones all over the place, aren't there? Some of that I've never heard of. There are so many options for obtaining that visa.
And I think they really nailed it in terms of understanding, and we saw it during COVID where a lot of people were coming from all over the world to seek retreat here almost because everywhere else was closed. But I think they really understood that shift, and then they started doing these remote working visas and, you know, making it easier for, you know, you can be, you know, if you've got the option to work remotely, you can be almost employed from anywhere else in the world, but you can have a visa to be here and do your kind of remote working and what have you. And again, I know some of the other guys are really pushing that conversation about cryptocurrency and all the rest of it. Very, very innovative and forward thinking. So almost anything that's happening that is light years ahead, you know, Dubai's already, you know, got plans for it.
Yeah.
So it's really amazing.
No, I think that's really it. And thank you for your insights. I think the idea of people, there are more and more people, you sort of do the digital nomads, you know, obviously cryptocurrency being part of that.
Yeah.
People who love, you know, remote working, you always used to hear about, you know, people are sitting on the beach in Bali and working online, but actually Dubai is now becoming, isn't it, more and more of an attractive place for these sort of international citizens, almost, if you like.
Correct.
Maybe they're not based in one place for 12 months of the year, and it's not, you know, so much of, you know, have your job and live in the same town for 50 years. People are becoming a bit more, you know, transient, for being able to come in, come and go, and have the freedom to do that. And I think obviously Dubai government has done an amazing job at giving them the opportunity to have Dubai as their base, if you like, and obviously they've with all the tax benefits, if you reside here full time, then you can or at least have this as your permanent residence, then of course you benefit from all the, you know, no income tax, no capital gains tax, and all these different things.
And it's such a dynamic place, right? The conversation I do have with people who are making the move, already moved here, is, you know, we talk about the benefits and stuff of the visa, it's almost an endless list of what that then kind of open you up to by now being a resident, whether, you know, setting up businesses, the people you can meet, the perks of actually being a resident, because resident or citizen, Dubai is very good at looking after their own, right? You know, you see it on the day-to-day sort of things around, especially now where you're seeing the absolute economic turmoil all around the world, and how Dubai and the UAE is like, right, you know, we're going to look after our own first, and you see that in the day-to-day practices. So yeah, it's an amazing place to be.
No, fantastic. Well, Renny, thank you so much for your insights today. Thank you to you for joining us, and until the next episode, we will see you soon. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got questions for our next episodes, leave a comment or drop us a message on social media. Find the links in the show notes below.